This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. Radiohead has begun to reappear. At 5:01 British Standard Time this morning, an Instagram video surfaced of a claymation bird singing a dawn chorus. 6 hours later, another video showed up, this time not only on Instagram, but on Radiohead's website as well. And even since then, they've released a full-length video for the song Burn the Witch, that's also claymation, and is a song previously unreleased that dates back to at least 2002. The group registered the new company Dawn Chorus in January, serving as our first new album tip-off. It keeps in line with the group's last two album releases, creating Zerbia Zenless to distribute 2007's In Rainbows and Ticker Tape for The King of Limbs back in 2011. We're getting closer to LP9, but how much closer? MIA has completed Matadata, which she says is her last album, and is distributing it to her various labels around the globe this week, including the US. The problem is that she can't do anything to promote the album in the States. Apparently, MIA doesn't have a US visa and therefore can't tour or do any other promotional work for her last LP, which could be pretty devastating for her large fan base here in the US. She seems to place the responsibility on her music company, though hasn't explicitly called out any one record label. But her latest single was released through Interscope. The Broadway sensation Hamilton has added yet another accolade to its shelf. After winning Best Musical Theater Album at this year's Grammys and the 2016 Pulitzer Prize in Drama, Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton set a new record with 16 Tony Award nominations, beating the previous record held by The Producers and Billy Elliot by just a single nomination. It seems likely that Hamilton will sweep the Tonys this year, which take place on June 12th. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX. I'm looking for a minor way.